We continue, Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch, discussing our series of shurim about Tolim. The Paiskim discuss, could someone make a Tanai that he will not be over Baal Tolim? The Sefer Chassidim and the Shach Paskins that way, says that one can make a Tanai that he will not be over Baal Tolim. But the Avos Chesed says that the Tanai could only be that he'll wait to get paid. And perhaps the question, if one can make a Tanai to be over Baal Tolim or not, is very much connected to the question that we've been discussing over and over again. How do we look at the Isser Baal Tolim? Do we look at the Isser Baal Tolim as an Isser Din or as a Mammon Din? If we look at it as an Isser Din, then you can't make a Tanai on a Din that's on an Isser. This is what the Torah says. If, however, you look at it as a moment, as a financial situation, on something which is financial, a Tanai could be made. The halacha, however, is that in order to be over Baal Tolim, the payel, the worker, has to ask for a salary. And the Shalos Tshuvos Avod Sar Gishuni explains why indeed is the halacha that only if the employee asks for his salary is there a din about tolin. Because if he didn't ask for his salary, he's agreeing not to get paid. Sefer says, Davos Chesed, if he's not asking because he's embarrassed, then you don't have this p'tur. Because it's not that he agreed to forego his salary. Rather, according to the Avos Chesed, it's only because he's embarrassed. So, or, what would be the halacha if he's not aware that the job, that he is already owed the money, that the job was done? If we say that the reason is that because he agreed not to get paid, here he didn't agree not to get paid. He didn't ask for the salary because he didn't know that the job was done. So it's very much connected if we learn it's a din isser or din mammon. If we learn it's a din mammon, so by din mammon we could say that he gave up his salary. But if he did, if it's an isser, it doesn't make a difference why he didn't ask. You're only over the isser when the employee asked, and if the employee didn't ask, you're not over the isser. Another question is that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lamed Tes paskins that by karka there is no din of Baal Tolim. By karka there is no din of Baal Tolim. And the question that is discussed is the smag in the Reim. This really is a machlokes rishonim. The smag in the Reim, quoting the Torah's Kahanim, the Rosh holds that by karka there is no Baal Tolim. The smag in the Reim hold, quoting the Torah's Kahanim, that there is Baal Tolim even by karka. Reb Aaron Kotler in the Sefer Mishnah Saharan explains, because karka is not considered a worker, and the din of Baal Tolim was said by workers, not by anyone else. It seems that Reb Aaron's explanation, and we could explain again this fundamental shayla that we keep on repeating, how do we look at the Isser of Baal Tolim? Do we look at the Isser of Baal Tolim as Isser or Mammon? That would be the basis of this machlokes rishayim. If we say it's mamon, that if I have a financial obligation, I have an obligation to pay whatever financial obligation I have, so it makes no difference if the financial obligation is because you work for me, or if the financial obligation is because I rented a part, or because of karka. A financial obligation, the Torah says, has to be paid in a timely fashion. But if we learn that baltolin is a din in Isser, there's a special din that the Torah established called baltolin, then an argument could be made that that special din that the Torah established was only said by workers, not by anyone else. But it's interesting, the tzais in Simon Shin Lamates Sif Cotton Aleph says that even if we'll have a discussion, if there is a machloikus rishonim, as we just said, if there is bal tolin by karka, says the tzais, if you rent an apartment, everybody agrees that there's iser bal tolish. Why? It says, because it could be that an apartment, the Tzois is teaching us, is much more similar to a worker. An apartment that I live in is much more similar to a worker than to just karka, and therefore everybody will agree that even though the machloikis is it isra mamin, here it falls into the category of isra, and there'll be a din about tolan. Moreover, this about tolan, and Avos Chesed already points this out, applies even by a child. A child, you hire a child to do a job for you, whatever job you hire him for, there's a din about tolan. And, says the Avos Chesed, it's much more complicated than by others. Because we said earlier in our shir that if your worker didn't ask you for his salary, you're not over batolim. And we quoted Avodas HaGershuni in explaining that the reason is because your worker said, I don't care, he was meichel you, that you didn't pay him when you should have paid him. A katan doesn't have the ability to be meichel. And therefore, and by a katan there's the other svara. We spoke about that if somebody doesn't ask his employer for a salary because he's embarrassed, there still may be baltolin. Certainly you could say that by a katan. So not only is there a din of baltolin by a katan, but apparently the din of baltolin by a katan is stronger than by a gadol, and there, even if he doesn't ask you for what you owe him, you have to pay him. The Pesach Tshuva and Simon Shin Lamates Sif Katan Zayin says that even if your worker tells you that I'm giving you permission to withhold my salary, you shouldn't withhold the salary if you have the ability to pay him. Moreover, the Avos Chesed says that if I owe a worker salary, even if I'm technically not over baltolin, I should not spend any money that I have on buying new stock for my store if by buying that I know I won't have the ability to pay my worker in a timely fashion, even if I didn't pay him yet. But it's interesting point to be made. B'yom Titan Tzchoroi is a mitzvah sasei daraisa. And as our Gemara taught us, we quoted the Gemara earlier in one of our early shurim, Rav says the time to pay is the day he did the job before the day is up, the night he did the job before the night is over. Says the Avos Chesed that one should not pay a worker before he did the job. Because by paying the worker and the time that the job was done, after he did the job, paying him in a timely fashion, I get the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of b'yoy me'tit en schara. But if I'm going to pay him early, I'm going to lose that opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of b'yoy me'tit en schara. I did see that the Paiskim suggest that it may not be necessarily that case. You know, the question comes up very often. Sometimes the people are sharing one of these taxis and they ask everybody to pay at the beginning of the ride. So maybe you should ask not to pay at the beginning of the ride. You should pay at the end of the ride because I want to fulfill the mitzvah of b'yoy me'tit en schara. But the Paiskim suggest if the minig is to pay at the beginning of the ride, that becomes the time to pay the salary, and you mekayim the mitzvah b'yoy me'tit en schara when you pay him that way. Davis Chesed says that you have no right to hire a worker when you know that you won't have the ability to pay the worker in a timely fashion. The Nesiva Chesed says, Roy L'chol Ben Das, the Nesiva Chesed is on the bottom of the Avos Chesed. The Nesiva Chesed says, Roy L'chol Ben Das, Lios HaKesed B'yodoy, to have the money on hand, Terem Yisker HaPalim, before he hires the worker. What is the halacha if you gave something to a repairman to fix? Or you gave a suit to the dry cleaners? So the halacha is, as long as you didn't get the item that you gave for cleaning for repair back, you're not over Ben Baal Taisif. And Archa Shulchan, the Miri in the Levush, their approach is that the person, the dry cleaner, the repairman, is Michael until his Michael until I actually pay him, until I actually pick up the object. Darach HaShulchan takes a different approach. Darach HaShulchan's approach is that the worker has no right to ask for what I left with him until he gives me back what I gave him. He doesn't have a right to ask for it. However, there are Paiskim that say that if he notified me, the person who's doing this job on my behalf, notified me that I owe him, that what I gave him is done, then many Paiskim say, so it depends on the Machlokes now. According to Archa Shulchan, even if he notified me, it doesn't make a difference, because he has no claim on the money until I actually pick up the object. Whereas, according to the Meiri, now he's not Michael, and then I would have to pay him, even if I didn't pick it up. I have to get the money to him somehow. But the Paiskim all do agree that this is only in a situation where he took an item of mine and he just worked with it. The best example would be a cleaner, where he's cleaning my suit. He didn't change the suit, he didn't sew a suit. But let's say I ask somebody to make something for me. I ask somebody to build a table for me. I ask somebody to sew a suit for me. And even if he notified me that the suit is ready, please come pick it up. Until I actually pick it up, everybody will agree I'm not over Baal Tolan.